These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Just because you and your partner break up, does it mean you have to lose the other meaningful relationships that came with it? The answer is maybe. Today, I'm answering a question from a listener who wants to stay friends with her newly ex-husband. Actually, one of the more painful parts of splitting up can be that the very people you want to turn to for support, to cry on their shoulder, to help fill up your now vacant time, is someone who seems to belong to your ex. Whether it is your ex's friend, or their family members, or your ex themselves, it's terrible to feel that part of your loss may end up being these other people you like and really care about. So then you wonder, why can't I keep them? The problem is that involvement with people who stay closely connected with your ex is likely to keep you involved and entrenched with that ex. Many split-ups are angry ones, and even after many years, the anger can continue. Often, hurt makes you wish they too are hurting, and having a mutual friend keeps you checking in to see how they're really doing. You tend to stay wrapped up in the drama, making it more difficult to move on. Similarly, your ex is likely to feel angry that you are trying to take their friend, and this keeps them wishing for retaliation. Staying involved with their family can be more gratifying if it is a mutual attempt to raise the children, but it can also be more distressing, as people tend to feel even more ownership about family and therefore hurt and betrayed about this fraternizing. The big pothole is the why you want to stay connected. Too often, it is an attempt to either hold on to your ex when they don't want to be held on to, or a wish to torture them by making them feel envious and insecure. Neither will help you move on, help you heal, and help you find someone else. It is easy to lie, even to yourself, about your motivations. If you want to maintain a friendship, especially with your ex, but even without your ex, with other people in the surrounding group, ask yourself why and be honest about it. Don't make the friend or family member choose sides. If it's family, focus on the children. And if it's with others, do not discuss the ex. Reevaluate periodically. Is this relationship constructive or destructive? Now, central to all this is staying friends with an ex possible for some people? It really depends on various factors, such as the nature of the breakup, individual personalities, and the level of emotional attachment involved that you are thinking of. So here are some things to consider. Do you have mutual respect? If both parties can still respect and value each other as individuals, then maintaining a friendship may be feasible. Is there enough emotional distance? Because it's really essential to establish some boundaries and give each other enough space to heal from the breakup of the partnership before attempting to transition into a friendship. Can you communicate well? Because open and honest communication is really key to maintaining any friendship post-divorce. Discuss your intentions, your boundaries, and your expectations regarding a friendship. And then there is the issue of new relationships. Consider how a friendship with your ex might impact your current or future romantic relationships. Here, Transparency and trust are really vital, especially with whoever you're partnering with currently. And there's the matter of closure. Ensuring that both of you have achieved closure from the romantic relationship before attempting to establish a friendship will matter. And of course, compatibility. Assessing whether you genuinely enjoy each other's company outside of a romantic context, and whether the friendship is healthy for both parties. Ultimately, staying friends with an ex can be challenging and may not be the right choice for everyone. It's really essential to prioritize your emotional well-being and make decisions that are best for you. After this break, we'll get to my listener's question. Back with my listener's question. Dear Dr. Saltz, I have been divorced for about a year. It was actually a fairly amicable split, as these things go. But we did endure some real hurt along the way. We have basically stayed friends, despite the divorce, and we speak frequently and hang out sometimes, not only because of our children, though I do think it's important for them, but also because although we could not stay married, we really always were great friends. And I feel that he remains so important to me, and I turn to him about so many issues for support and even guidance. He has started dating someone new, and she seems not too thrilled about our friendship. She says things insinuating it is weird, and she feels uncomfortable with him talking to me a lot about things that aren't just the kids. With my calling him too to confide anything non-child related, that bothers her as well. Is this a problem? Do we have to be non-friends and just co-parents? Is there a way for me to preserve our friendship while not creating a problem for him dating or even me dating and perhaps even having more? Many married couples have a deep friendship with their spouse, and even when the ability to make the marriage work fails, they still find that they have an ability and even a strong desire to hang on to the friendship part, especially as they share one of the most important spheres of their lives, their children. And they understand that only the other parent will likely feel as emotionally invested as they are in their children. When times are hard, you often want to confide in and get support from your friend, especially one that has been your rock for so long. If bitterness and hurt has not destroyed that, it's understandable to stay friends. It seems like the new girlfriend feels threatened by the friendship. She can't compete with the history, and she can't compete with the kids, so she feels on unequal footing, and likely fears this friendship means he might go back to you, or he might always preference you over her. And where does that leave her? This dislike of what's going on is about her own insecurity and possibly any nebulousness on his part in how he makes her feel in terms of importance to him. If you don't want to invoke any sort of showdown, I'd suggest talking to him about reassuring her that he has no plan to go back to the marriage and that his friendship with you will not affect whatever he develops with her, but also that you will always be the mother of his children and that he appreciates your friendship too, and it will be a problem if she tries to end that. Some combination of his assurances will hopefully help with any insecurity, combined with making it clear she's not entitled to destroy his relationship with you. Beyond that, you could also offer to speak with her to reassure her you are not looking to get back with your husband, that you do intend to keep this platonic but important relationship for the health of you, him, and your children. But reassuring her could go a long way as well. When you still care about your ex, even when the marriage is over, it can still be hard to watch them go off with someone else. So stay in touch with your own feelings here and be wary of stirring the pot with this new woman because unconsciously you want him to stay with you, even though it's only in the friend zone. But to not get involved with anybody else. Because over time, if you make other relationships impossible for him, eventually it will harm your good friendship. I hope that was helpful. Staying friends with an ex can be a delicate balance, but here are some tips that might be a help. First, give yourself some time to heal. Allowing yourself and your ex-partner some time and space to process breaking up and healing emotionally before attempting to transition into a friendship is important. Rushing into a friendship too soon can really hinder the healing process. Establish clear boundaries to ensure that both of you are comfortable with the dynamics of this friendship. This might include topics you do avoid, or limitations on how often you contact each other, or guidelines for interacting with each other. Make sure to have open and honest communication, which is crucial really for maintaining any friendship with an ex. Being transparent about your feelings, your expectations, your concerns, and encouraging your ex to do the same. Then shift the focus of your relationship from romantic partners to just being friends by finding common interests and activities that you enjoy doing together as friends, and try to create some new positive memories that are non-romantic. You must respect each other's space because giving them the space they need is a movement from romance to friendship. And necessary to maintain both of your emotional well-being. Offer support and encouragement to your ex as you would to any friend, which means being there for them during difficult times and celebrating their successes and allowing them to find someone else in their life romantically who may make them happy. Keep tabs on your jealousy. If you or your ex starts dating someone new, you have to be mindful of any jealous feelings or discomfort you might have, and that can be difficult. It requires real soul searching. But communicate openly about these kinds of feelings so that you can address them constructively and not destroy others' relationships, your relationship, or for that matter, blow up the friendship with the ex. And you have to be willing to accept changes. Understanding that your relationship with your ex might change over time. You might become less friendly, and that's okay. Be flexible and adaptable as this friendship resolves. Staying friends with an ex isn't always possible, and it's actually not healthy for everyone. So it's important to prioritize your emotional well-being and make decisions that are better for you. If being friends with your ex causes more harm than good, it is okay to prioritize your own needs and distance yourself from that relationship. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.